Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Let's move on to racing, where we've got a big weekend coming up. We've got the Zipping Classic, the traditional Sandown meeting, which is now being run at Caulfield. For whatever reason, that's happening, but that's racing at the moment. So we've got the big Caulfield card on the agenda. We've got the big meeting over there at Ascot, where it's the Winterbottom Stakes headline in the card. Obviously, no horses, which Peter Moody made it very well known, his thoughts on the fact no interstate horses are allowed to travel in. But, yeah, there's been a lot of pikey saluted, very short price favourites winning the features so far. So we've got a big day of racing. But has anyone got any tips that they want to touch on the weekend coming up?
Tristan, I'm surprised you didn't have your pink and white hat on this morning. I mean, you would have absolutely got bent over last Saturday, wouldn't you? Well, Pikey's just lining them up, going into the last, and his ride in the last has been 3.20 into $1.90 on the day, and then gets held up. God has chosen and just gets beat on the line. I mean, that probably got something back for you. I'm not sure if you had Chinese on Saturday night, but Perth would have been a bit of a wipeout.
Yeah, well, a quick little story on that. I normally work the Saturday evenings, but my daughter had her last week at school, so we had a parent dinner that evening, and I left the office in reasonably good spirits. We dug out of a big hole, and we'd finished our after the Eastern Seaboard races. We were about square for the day. I checked in one race to go at Ascot and almost fell off the chair. The phone almost went out the window. I thought, this isn't a good-looking last hour. So, but, yeah, as you say, we got a little bit back on that last race, but certainly... there were a lot of multis running through all the Pikey supported horses. It's been the case the last few weeks at Ascot, actually. He's been in a rich vein of form. So, Ascot Racing certainly hasn't been headlining the card at our end. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll bounce back up with the Winterbottom. Elite Street's been in great form. It's been a couple of ordinary results on its three wins so far this campaign. But Brad Wheeler on board, 240 out to 270. There is a bit of support for some runners away from it on the weekend here coming up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an upset there. I think Elite Street will get beaten. I'm going to go Will Chena, number 16. Is that going for six straight wins? I know Pikey on Graceful Girl. He stormed Powered Home the other day behind Elite Street. But, I'm going to go Will Chena.
Well, it's been very well backed, actually. $6 into $4.40. So the punters have certainly found it. And as you say, you can't beat winning form out of Barrier 1. Parnham on board is going to give it a really good sit. So if Elite Street out of Barrier 10, I know it's been dominant, but if it finds a little bit of trouble, I think the market might see those two horses a bit closer together once the race jumps.
Well, Pikey would nearly need to pick Graceful Girl up and carry it, wouldn't he, from Barrier 18? He'll be going through the car park looking for a run as they straight. And so I think you're right, Barrier 1 gets all the favours, and you'd think that 440 certainly shortens. And, you know, Elite Street, you know, just it's got some lovely form on the board, but, you know, it's got 58.5. It also comes from gate 10. It's not the softness of draws, is it? I thought my bet for the day, let's go back to Caulfield. It is the big Zipping Classic day. What about Spanish Moon? There's a bit of a story, isn't there, Tristan? But, you know, the English import ran third in the Cup. We actually talked about it in a week leading up to the Cup because it was, you know, had such beautiful staying form around the best stayer in the world in Stravarius in the UK. Now they've left it here. That big ownership group have picked it up. It's with the Moody Stable and now $1.50 favourite for the Zipping Classic. So it probably just picks up prize money for fun on Saturday. There's certainly no money to be made around $1.50 favourite. I thought a bet that might be at a little bit of a price was race 6, number 6, Cardinal Gem, around $6.50 with you at the moment. I must say, Tristan, that Bob offering, you know, there we made some nice money last weekend on the back of that, and we talked about it last week on the podcast. Our first winner, which was Dragonstone, I mean, into the early morning, and by lunchtime, I think it was somewhere around a $2.10 favourite. Because we're on at Bob, we ended up with the best Fluck, which was $2.50, so we got a great result there. And then Jimmy's winner of the big feature, we got $4.80. I mean, how... We got $4.80 when it had such lovely form in winning the Gong. So let's go with the Bob again. $6.50 or better on Saturday. Cardinal Gem comes from the astute Graham Begg stable. It's got his key rider and Jordan Childs on board. Only lightly raced. I really liked its run last start over 1,400 at Flemington. From a wide gate, they went back. It was last on the turn, 16th of 16 runners. came home very strongly to finish fourth. His closing sectionals, and I thought on the wrong part of the track, were very strong. So we'll go with that a little bit wide, $6.50, see if we can pick up some money for Pass It On Clothing. And as we do from week to week, Brad, we're just going to throw you in the deep end here, mate. We need a winner from you for Saturday as well.
And the Zipping Classic, I know Spanish Mission, it all looks beautiful and should win the game, but I don't mind warning with Oliver and Freeman together. I reckon that can cause an upset there. But my best of the day, I'm going to throw a bit of a long shot in Caulfield Race 8, number 2, Patrick Payne's Defibrillate. I think it's 3 from 4 at this track. It's unbeaten over this trip. It's paying $15. So, yeah, it's worth a little go there.
Yeah, well, it's actually $18. Top Spot 19 into 18 Defibrillate, and the favourite in the race, Our Playboy. It was one I really thought was a big chance in the Cranbourne Cup, but just looks like it finds a little bit of trouble, that horse. So yeah, it's very short in the market. So if it out of barrier one doesn't get the run that I think punters are expecting, there might be a little bit of value to be had. So Defibrillate 19 into 18, sort of at the end of the carnival, these sort of races, they're always right for the picking for a horse that's been just scooting under the radar. And on that note, I've got a little share in a horse at Caulfield, race 2, number 4, Accountability. We've mentioned it a couple of times on this show, and it's an out-and-out stayer. It gets to the 3,200 running the Sandown Cup at Caulfield, but we know it's going to stay the trip. It's had really, really good form, and I just think it gets its chance here. Barrier 1, Brett Peverell on board, 54 kilos. I think it's going to be very, very tough to beat. So you might be able to anchor a few multis through that. Race 2, number 4, Accountability. So we've got a few little options there for Pass It On Clothing. Plenty of money in the kick. We've got a few horse racing bets, a few NFL bets, and we've all gone now picked the score for the Ashes. So I think it's been a very constructive, very efficient program here today, boys. I don't know what Jimmy's going to do when he comes back. He's got a lot of work to make up.
I'll tell you what, Tristan, if Brad can get an $18 result into the weekend, we'll be turning Jimmy's mobile account off and we'll be just changing tune, I think. As Jimmy said last week, a week's a long time in media and you don't go on holidays.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.